This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's interesting to me that I do think you can look at the state of Cleveland sports and go, well, the Guardians are two games below 500. That was just a disastrous series. So there's no really defending what happened this weekend. You had a players only meeting, and they got swept by a team that I think is good, but I don't think that's a truly great team.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at just some of the numbers attached to what happened this weekend, it doesn't get any worse. The fourth inning on Saturday, 6 runs, 6 hits, 0 errors. The other 35 innings the last 4 days, 0 runs, 9 hits, 8 errors.
But you pair that. The Cavs got bounced. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying sweet.
So you got the Cavs bounced out in the second round of the playoffs again in a gentlemanly sweep. The Browns are the Browns. And so I do understand the frustration. I do not understand the sky is falling aspect that Cleveland sports are in some state of disrepair. It's like the Cavs were one of the best teams in the NBA, and they probably will be again next year no matter what they do. The Guardians, although this is a disastrous season, are coming off an ALCS appearance no matter what our valid frustrations are. And guys, I can even paint you a positive picture on the Browns. Okay, I mean, it might go 3-14 again this year, but you don't have to talk about Deshaun Watson. Judging by social media this weekend, you would have thought that this is Chicago, who I believe, what's the last time Chicago had a playoff win?
I think it's 2017.
In any of their major sports? And by the way, they've got a few extra teams than we do. I'm not trying to preach to anybody. I just don't get it. I do not get, and I know Ken and Anthony, I don't remember the exact topic they had on the show this morning, but I saw a video on it, and I'm like, what the hell are we doing here? Listen, bad stretch for the Guardians. This might be who they are. They maybe just be a 500 team, and there are valid reasons to be frustrated with the process. It's an organization that delivers as much as they don't deliver. And then the Cavs, we've got two teams that on any given year can go to the championship round of your team.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't look at it like the sky is falling. I also don't look at it like this is the sweet spot we thought we were in just a few months ago.
Absolutely.
There has to be some acknowledgement of, I thought right after that, right around the Texans playoff game, it kind of felt like we were in, I don't know, just kind of an awesome spot for Cleveland sports. Every manager we had was winning manager or coach of the year. We were winning playoff games, or at least appearing in playoff games in every single sport, and it just feels like we've come back down to earth a little bit there, but we're far from this being the sky is falling.
I don't think the arrow's pointing down, though. to what you're saying.
No, we got a bounce back coming. I mean, think about it. The Guardians, listen, you might wave the flag on this upcoming season, on this season that's currently going, but there's a lot of talent in the pipeline, and I would bet a lot of money that they're in a good spot next year.
And even, listen, there are valid things, and we're going to get to them coming up in about 15 minutes, because Chris Antonetti spoke again this weekend after already going on Guardians TV last week, which is a signal that there's something going on there. There's some understanding of whatever pushback that fans are giving to. And again, I want to make sure, this is not, hey, you guys don't know what you're talking about. This is, to the extent that we're pushing this narrative, that the arrow's down on Cleveland sports, and that this is some, black spot in Cleveland sports history. I don't think we know.
It's not down. It just feels very flatlined.
No, which is a great way to put it. And that's exactly where we are. But, okay, guys, are we? How certain are we the Guardians aren't going to bounce back next year? We can't be certain. Because every time people say they're going to be trash, they tend to bounce back.
Right.
Even if you make a big trade like a Class A or a Quan or something like that, they've shown you that time and time again. And what's different the last 4 years is, It's in the hyper penny pinching era of the Dolans, where not only they're not spending, on a level that is even kind of bucking back at me a little bit, saying, okay, you can't spend a little bit more money here.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, okay, that's an organization that in awful surroundings, an awful ecosystem financially in baseball, they bounce back constantly. So even if they lose a trade, they tend to win the next two trades. And the Cavs thing, I think, should be the brightest spot of all. Listen, guys, I haven't given up. I don't think they're going to win a championship as constructed. But I can't definitively say they aren't. The East is seemingly,
right now, they're still the favorites in the East.
Well, and the East is still seemingly opening up in a way that I think is that makes something like LeBron go from desperate to, is that just the smartest way to try and win a championship next year? So I don't know. I stopped doing Twitter this weekend. I just stopped paying attention to it because I understand every valid issue that anyone has with any of the three teams in town. But I got to say, it's been so much worse than this so many times where none of the three teams had a chance to do anything significant that I just can't bump my head. And I've been trying to figure out what's the rationale in this pity party that I think was culminated, and I'm not trying to call the morning show out. They do a great job of gauging what fans feel, like every other show on the station.
I always give them credit. I think Ken and Anthony are great at figuring out exactly what the fans' temperature is. I think they're awesome at that. And so but it did make me wonder myself, am I missing something here in gauging the fans and where the fans are at? Are they more mad than maybe what I think? I think over this weekend, I think a bunch of people were mad at the Guardians. And so maybe that's where a lot of this stems from. It's just you're having that and then the reality that the Browns aren't very good. And it doesn't seem like the greatest convos are consistently happening around the Cavs.
Well, I mean, even there was some outcry over the Lonzo Ball deal. I'm like, guys, it was Isaac. And here's the thing. We took shots at Isaac because it was kind of low-hanging fruit. I do think Isaac has a chance to go somewhere and be like an Aaron Nesmith. Like, as a guy who's like the seventh guy off the bench, but he's a good on-ball perimeter defender. And you even saw the Cavs have him bring up the ball later in that series as well, just to give him the opportunity to. They soured on him. Once an organization sours on a player, it is so impossibly hard to go back on it that honestly, even if the Lonzo Ball thing doesn't work out, and that's the problem, is we're predicting it's not going to work out because of Lonzo's health. It's like,
guys, well, he got off the money anyway, so it doesn't really, even if Lonzo doesn't work out, it's still a good deal.
The worst case scenario is in a year you treat him like an expiring contract and roll him into another player, or you just get off the $10 million altogether.
Right, and it's still a win then. Like, Lonzo can stink, and it's still a win.
216-474-0092. So I'm just...
But that's not the point.
What you do, which is where you're like, all right, take stock. Where's everybody at?
Yeah.
I just then go to my own personal fandom and say, is this how I feel? And I don't think I've ever been more off just the general vibe of fans are super pissed and feel like this is a black spot for Cleveland sports. I'm frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there. And I don't understand. Like, I personally don't understand the difference.
I mean, I don't look at it like I'm in the golden times. I think that's the difference for me. I'm not looking at this like, oh boy, aren't we fortunate to just be alive and taking in Cleveland sports right now. But I'm not looking at it like this is like the worst time I've ever had either. You know, and I think there's a difference there. I think there's a lot of positives with the Guardians you can find. There's a lot of positives you can find with the Cavs. I can't find as many with the Browns right now, but I also understand 2026 will offer up different things than 2025 will.
And see that, so even with the Browns, like even if we remove the Deshaun stuff, well, in a year, I think you're going to have the number one pick, and that always brings excitement. Whether it should or not is another conversation.
No, it should. It's the number one overall pick. If you had the selection of the best quarterback in the draft, and I do think there's a little bit of just excitement that I have just to see Shador and to see how that all plays out as well. But like if you have the number one pick with a quarterback, that's always a good time.
216-474-0092.
Go through that process. We love going through that process with Baker and then winning games.
Are you feeling negative about the Cleveland sports scene right now? I just want to talk through it because I'm just trying to understand why some people are I think I'm at like a six.
Let me try to explain this really quick, and I want to get your guys' input on this. I do. But I think maybe because the Guardians always felt like when everything else was going horribly or not right, the Guardians were at least always there, and you could look at them like a competent, well-run organization. They were safe, and you could always point to them and say, well, I'm going to have fun watching that at least. And right now, when you remove that, and I can't find anybody that's having fun watching this anemic offense play, I think that's where it comes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Comes down crashing.
So what's wild about that is I think this is the double-edged sword of making an ALCS on any given year. And listen, miss me on the Naylor stuff. You weren't going to re-sign him. He's comparative to our love of Josh, he's an overrated player. And people wax poetic about Andrés Giménez, who stinks at offense.
Yeah, he can't hit right now either, by the way.
This isn't Omar, who is like the worst player on a team with like five guys of Hall of Famer ability. No, Omar still had years where he hit 300. This is not the same damn thing. And so like, but I do think, specific to what you were saying, I do think some of this is the bounce back of, well, you were in the ALCS and you wasted a year. Yeah, okay, guys, they're never going to be the team that follows up going to the ALCS by signing Shohei Ohtani.
I know, but it's been 10 years now. And in those 10 years, with the exception of one season, we've been able to depend on them to at least be a well-run, competent organization. And right now, we can't say that. I mean, people are questioning Antonetti's job right now. People are questioning a lot of different moves the decision makers that get to make those calls are making.
Brian in Rocky River, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well, buddy. Happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you. You know, guys, I think for me, and I love Cleveland sports, but I'm a prisoner in the moment. And when you ask me right now, what do I have to look forward to? You're right. Like Jonathan was saying, the Guardians, that's not there this year. The Browns, that's not something we're looking forward to this year for the most part. And the Cavs, that's the next thing that we're looking forward to. The way they got bounced in the playoffs, it just feels like there's nothing real promising in the future. So that's all I could say about it. I mean, I know it's just, you know, it is what it is, and we're Cleveland sports fans. We have our ups, we have our downs. But right now, currently, what am I looking forward to? I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian, thank you very much. Listen, I look at the Guardians, and I know the offense is trash. I don't think you're too many moves away from the offense being where you want it to be. They're not going to happen now. But over the next year, like, it wouldn't surprise me if the Guardians' offense has a bounce back next year, especially if DeLauder comes up and hits or a Brito comes up and hits.
Right. Wouldn't surprise me either, but it's not what people are currently living in.
And then, I guess my thing is, like, I'm always looking for, like, is there light at the end of the tunnel? There are points last year, man, where we're in the midst of the Deshaun debacle. And I've got, you know, some of my favorite people on the planet, which are Browns fans fighting each other for a different reason over Deshaun Watson. And even just talking about it every day was like a black cloud, like for us having to deal with it, because we felt the same thing you guys felt. And there was no end in sight. And even though he's probably going to be under contract for the next year and a half, you don't have to deal with it anymore. So I can see the end in sight there. I do think that the offense is one or two savvy moves away, which any smart front office should be able to do. That rotation's the real deal. So is that bullpen. If anything, the bullpen's having a step back, and I think bullpen is better, even though they're not historically good they were last year. I still think they're better than what we've seen out of this year. Maybe stop playing Matt Festa in high-leverage moments. Just thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
And, like, my big concern is, are the Cavs going to be in the second round of the playoffs, third round of the playoffs, or in the finals next year?
I know. I think the hard part with the Cavs right now is I think a lot of people look at them and you're not going to have the payoff to know whether or not they've truly built it right or done the right moves until the postseason. You're going to play like a 6-month waiting game with the Cavs. And so I think it almost delays your excitement because of that. And that stinks as well.
Robert in Parma, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I think the Cavs just keep running into that glass ceiling, and it's just so frustrating. We've been playing this waiting game for a few seasons in a row. You know, the Browns are the Browns. We're debating, you know, the third-round quarterback versus the fifth-round quarterback on the daily lately. And, you know, that's not thrilling. And we know we're looking at this season. And usually you look at the Guardians, you're like, well, you know, they can always make, you know, chicken salad out of you-know-what. But in this case, we just haven't been able to. I wonder if it goes back to, you know, no longer having Tito as the manager. He seemed to just always give us a sense of confidence that was there. You know, I like Voter, nothing against him. He was, Yale Manager of the Year last year, right?
Mm-hmm. He was.
He just doesn't give you that same, like, calm, like, everything's going to be okay. And, you know, it's not his fault. He just doesn't have the record to prove it.
So let me ask you.
I think the flatline thing you said before. Go on. Sorry, Nick.
No worries, buddy. I was interrupting you. My bad. Do you think the Guardians organization has run out of magic? Meaning that you don't think after this year they'll bounce back to be who they were a year ago, or like the every other year thing of 2022 and 2024?
You know, I think they can. I think they're still well run. This whole TV deal money thing really hurts them, but it's hurting, you know, all but four other ball clubs right now. But it's still a delay. Like, we're in a delay for the Cavs. We're in a delay for the Guardians because we're kind of looking past this year already. And we're in a 10-year delay for the Browns, it feels like some times, right? So it's just, it's this awful waiting game, and you got nothing to turn to right now to be like, that's it. Like, you know, this is what we can get excited about.
Robert, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Robert.
216-474-0092. Should we feel negative about the Cleveland sports scene right now? Again, maybe this is too much of watching how people have reacted earlier today on this station and everything else. And by the way, just to answer Ken and Anthony's question, if it's not the Cleveland Browns, if you feel more negative about the Guardians than the Cleveland Browns, or more negative about the Cleveland Cavaliers than you do than the Cleveland Browns, I don't know how to help you. I don't just in terms of how the organizations are run, the shame that has been brought upon Cleveland sports, the worst trade in NFL history, it looks like Stefanski has lost his magic to this point. If you're feeling worse about any other team in this town than the Cleveland Browns, I honestly want. Did you pay attention last year?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. I was one of them trying to make a case that the Browns weren't the black sheep of the family.
Well, okay, so I heard a couple of the callers because they saved like the clips from the hotline.
Yeah.
And they were all Browns, but there was a real conversation this morning, is all I'll say. I don't want, because I can't remember everybody's exact point, so I don't want to do what they do, which is misparaphrase it.
Or just take things out of context.
Yeah, do that.
And just completely get our words wrong.
Examining the why behind the Guardians push for patience.
It was our chance to do it.
In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.